You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to A Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Andrew Norton Weber, with a special guest during the last half hour, Anna Smith. Andrew is introducing the use of distilled water and liquid therapies as a tool for awakening. This show is a continuation of new material on healing our bodies, removing poisons and toxins, and awakening the inner ball of light that we are. Tonight, we'll also be speaking with Anna Smith, who has been documenting an amazing healing journey of a lifetime of illness on Facebook. You can look that up at Changing My DNA Using Liquid Therapies. So let's welcome Andrew back to the show now. Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Hey, Lance. Good to hear from you again.
Yeah, it's always nice to talk to you, Andrew. Oh, and I didn't mention your new website, which was just up recently, AquariusTheWaterBearer.com.
That's right. Thank you. That's where people can find all the information we've gathered so far, testimonials, doctor's quotes, the 20 urine therapy books from around the world. We're trying to make this a collective series of information, so if people want to kind of catch up on the basics of what we're talking about, the still water, they should check out the first interview we did with you on November 12th, and we're doing November 19th, and we have dated February 12th. So we'll try to keep adding to that information here, but AquariusTheWaterBearer.com is where people can go or send anybody if they want to start learning about distilled water and the information we've collected so far.
Wonderful. So what's been happening in the meantime? What would you like to share with us to start out with?
I think we'd like to get really almost like a graduate class now here on where and what is the real essence of what's going on with this water. Across the board, we notice for our four choices of machine-made distilled water, live fruit and vegetable juices, urine, and all precipitation, the common ingredient is distilled water. And we have testimonials from around the world, and we'll have a real live testimonial tonight as well, of people using these different liquids and all coming to the same result. And what we're seeing is whether they're doing pure distilled water, not even touching urine, mm-hmm. or fruit juices, and again, not even touching urine or distilled water, mm-hmm. I mean machine-made, or if they're just doing urine, the end result is that they start to glow. And I mean, that's the real end result, and that's when they start taking off on the path of opening up the psychic abilities and everything. But I was talking to Anna earlier in the week, and we were trying to figure out, you know, what is it that really keeps people going when they get out on these fasts? And it really looks like, you know, how last time we were talking about the ohms, and that the more distilled you are, the cleaner your body is, the more resistance that you have to bad electrical energy.
Yes.
And we're kind of saying being distilled allows to repel bad vibes and be open for good vibes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I realized as we were talking about the resistance, that the opposite must be true, and that as your resistance to bad vibes goes up, and your conductivity to bad vibes goes down, that also means the opposite, equal and opposite reactions. Your conductivity to life force, if we can call it that, goes up. And I couldn't quite get a handle on what it is about water. You know, you hear that water is the conduit, but not conduit between dimensions, I forget what the term is. But anyways, it's a connector between, the lubricant between dimensions. That was
right,
the term.
Right, right.
And so you have people glowing, like literally there's a visible glow around them after doing a serious cleanse. And I think what I'm finally coming to is almost like a pinnacle of this piece of information, though I don't know what it means beyond this. But it looks like the ultimate thing we can say in all this knowledge, this whole set of information, is that pure water conducts life force. And the more distilled that you get your body, the more that you are a conduit for massive amounts of prana to flow through your chakra tube. And that would explain, you know, there's a lot of people like, well, that's what Ann and I are talking, you know, is it the nutrients? You know, do you need your nutrients from the fruits and vegetables? You know, how can it be, can you just go on distilled water? And we talk about urine, you know, people are like, well, there's the 5% of the nutrients. And so it's hard to know, is the water the nutrients? But something that really helps to point towards this is that when people, is the people that do the urine fast, it's, you know, for the first 5 days, there's stuff in it that makes it yellow, but it seems like after 5 to 7 days out, when somebody's going for a 30 or 40-day fast, 5 to 7 days, it gets crystal clear. And you wouldn't really feel like you could say, oh, now there's 5% ingredients in it. It starts looking like pure white water, clear as bell, as though there's nothing in it besides water. And, you know, I'm not sure how true that is on a homeopathic level. Maybe at all times there is stuff in there, but it really looks like these people on cancer, AIDS, tuberculosis, for the last 30 days of their fast, they're cycling nothing but pure water through. And as a side note, I think a beautiful thing, what that statement is it means that the body has come to a homeostasis of its necessary nutrients. And so we were wondering, you know, when it turns clear, are you not getting nutrients? Well, what that means is that it really is just excess nutrients. When your pee is yellow, it's all excess hormones, excess minerals, excess good stuff. And when these people start fasting, they're not taking in any fruits or vegetables. They're looping their own urine. There is no external source of nutrients, but yet they do nothing but act as though they've been sipping on God juice or, you know, really at Ponce de Leon's Fountain of Youth. And, you know, they vaporize diseases while at the same time regaining a youthfulness, literally wrinkles popping out, hair getting back to color, away from gray, glasses getting thrown away. And how can this be happening when there's no, quote-unquote, nutrients entering the body? I mean, well, what the common line we're seeing is it's the water. It's the water that's a common thread between the urine testimonials, the machine-made distilled water testimonials, the rain testimonials, and the fruit juice. It's really the water. And so I'll segue this into what else you want to talk about, is that it looks like it's the hydration level. And I think you could easily see that even if somebody did a gallon a day, you know, I've been focusing on that, that it's this is so much important that it's the gallon a day, it's the volume that's got to go. So I think even if somebody was doing a gallon a day of mountain spring water, for a month straight, that they too would have de-aging effects because, and I haven't mentioned this at all, the whole serum is a very important part to the visualization of understanding this. Is that when you are hydrated enough, even if you're taking in spring water that's already got a bunch of certain inorganic stuff in it, it's the hydration, and here's the key thing, that keeps the minerals in solution. When you go below a certain dehydration state, all this stuff that's, you know, like say the stuff in the mountain spring water and the stuff from McDonald's and the bad food, all the garbage is in you, it kind of settles and solidifies. It comes out of solution and becomes a solid. But when you start doing that gallon a day and the body becomes chock full of water, the body is watery enough for the minerals to become back into solution. And now they can move. And so this is looking like, and so we wanted to say this because, you know, there's people everywhere. Not everybody has access to distilled water. Being well, of course, everybody always has urine. But not everybody can go there right away, if at all. And so I think even people living, you know, up on the side of a mountain by a cabin, even though it's not distilled water, they could greatly increase their health by the volume. And because almost nobody is drinking a gallon a day, But it is that very piece of information, the gallon a day, that across the board is showing incredible, what would be called miraculous type results compared to anything in Eastern or Western medicine. But they're not miraculous. That's just what happens to the body when you allow it to have this full volume of water.
Right. That makes perfect sense. And I know from my own research that being fully hydrated changes the electrical state of the body. It's ordinarily I believe it's a negative state or alkaline. I'm not sure about
positive
that.
Positive acidic.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, when we're unhealthy.
Yeah, and the more hydrated you are, the more your psychic abilities come along, and you move out of the five senses and into the 360, which isn't that interesting that it makes a 365 senses, and we have 365 days of the year. And the Egyptians wrote about this in stone, and of course, if everything has prana in it, and the air has prana, and water has prana, we're moving from coarser materials like food and meats into lighter materials, which is vegan and juicing, and then into lighter still, which is water, and then pure water, purified water. Distilled water is just about the purest, and then people are going off and buying fancy waters, and they don't have to do that. We don't have to waste our money on that. And then you've got people like Jasmuheen, who's been on the show, who's a breatharian. But that is a process of refinement, which I think is a form of alchemy, and it's an internal job. And, of course, that occurs at all levels, including our thoughts. And the most important thing to remember is to not allow any fear-based thoughts into our reality, because that's what brings the vibration down and moves us to do things that are not necessarily in conjunction with our choices and our best interests.
Yeah. I would be curious, in the breatharian world, I've really never seen the twain meet as far as breatharians talking about urine therapy. And
right.
I'm guessing that urine therapy is probably the easiest path to becoming a breatharian, but I've never really seen them. I've never seen a urine therapist talk about being a breatharian or never seen a breatharian. You know, is it still considered... Because, you know, breatharians, pretty much their diet is what they breathe. And
right.
they say they don't need food or water.
Right.
And so I was kind of wondering, though, if you drink your own water, your urine, does that technically count as an external source of something? Because it just came out of you. So I'd be curious if some breatharians aren't, you know, like, I know I've seen a few of them, they always look pretty thin.
yeah.
I'm wondering if I would love to see a breatharian take on urine therapy and start looping their own water. Would that be the ultimate state of breatharian? Because then you get your own water, and would those people then beef up? And, you know, that what transfers you to the ultimate physical godlike state here in 3D reality.
Well, and for those people who would really want to ramp it up and want to step on the accelerator, you could throw in addition to that... walking barefoot on the earth, especially on ground, the real earth, and sun gazing, solar gazing. I'm just finding out all kinds of things. I'm going to have a guest on in the near future about sun gazing, and you can eliminate food with that, and why not use them all at the same time? I mean, for people like me who are really crazy and they want to, you know, try nutty things, you know, do some sun gazing in the morning. Walk barefoot, drink distilled water, and loop your own at the same time, and breathe in the prana. I mean, you
right.
can really supercharge your DNA and your acceleration of the your spirit and consciousness.
And, of course, we recognize these are all just physical tricks. You know, we know
right.
that everybody's
right.
doing all kinds of meditation and spiritual work.
Oh, yes, yes.
And we just want to suggest that everybody put this physical knowledge
right.
behind everything they're doing, and it'll lift everybody off exponentially.
Right. And the thing I like about this, too, is that looping your own fluids, if there were such a thing as some kind of shortage of water and one was not able to get it, and we know that there are lots of tornadoes going on, there have been numerous disasters that strike where one cannot get water, let alone distilled water, We don't have to be in fear ever again about that, because we can loop our own, and there, I've done it, so I do know that you can do it and live on it quite nicely. So we don't have to be afraid about that.
Yeah. I wanted to add a little thing you said about getting taking your shoes off. My wife and I have started to do that more. We're starting with moccasins, but absolutely get closer to the earth. And as you become more higher vibrating, you become more cleaned out, you'll be more receptive to the earth energy. And I recommend people also go out and hug the earth like you're an ant on the side of Snuffleupagus. Well, I mean, when's the last time anybody laid face down on the earth on a nice grassy area and stretched your arms and legs out, spread eagle, and gave the earth a huge hug? And that's quite a feeling to get your fingers tangled into the grass and, you know, just really realize that you're riding on a big giant planet that gave birth to us.
Yes.
It feels good to give a big old earth hug.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wonderful idea. And if you're in the snow, go out and do a snow angel.
Yes, exactly.
You know, Guile, our mother loves this stuff. And, you know, if the more we can connect with her and with the nature spirits and divas and elementals and invite them in through the birds and the bees and the rest of it, the more that we'll be in tune with the ascension process, or the, you know, the future Earth, which is already here now, and we can tap into that immediately. And, you know, cutting out the chemicals and the toxins is a really good way to begin tapping into and touching the face of Gaia and being with her and learning how to commune with the elementals and work with them as co-partners and co-creators. So, yeah, I love that. That's terrific stuff.
Cool. I just want people to know, I want to talk about the glow, and it is when you start reading the Urine to Every Testimonies and Distilled Water, and even in the movie Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, those two guys have gone from an ashen color, they start glowing towards the end of the movie. And even if anybody hasn't read this, the 6,000-year-old ancient Indian Sanskrit, the Shivambhu Kalpa, which we're going to get on the website soon, it's just not up there yet. But one of the verses out of 107 verses is a line, as this is referring to the glow. It says, if you practice urine therapy for 1 year straight, and that means drinking it all and doing a once-a-day body rub down, that you will acquire solar shining. And it says permanent solar shining. Mm. So that's in a 6,000-year-old document that it says if you loop water long enough, you acquire permanent solar shining.
Wow.
That's pretty nice.
Wow. Well, you know, I guess the sun is involved no matter which way we slice it.
Yeah.
You know, and the sun is empowering us right now with all these flares, and that's nothing to be afraid of for those people who might be listening now or in the future that are concerned about Earth changes. They're all positive. And this is a co-creation of our solar system and our galaxy. And so there's nothing to be afraid of with that. It's a positive force.
Yes, we are all powerful. We just have to wake up and assume our powers.
That's right.
I want to talk about a little bit about cheap sources of distilled water.
Wonderful.
It's true that, I know she mentioned on your page, you know, that... the rain is pretty tainted by chemtrails, although there is this new video of a 7-year-old woman that's been living on rainwater and her own fruit juices, and she looks like she's 35 to 40. If you Google that, 7-year-old woman drinks fruit juice, or found the fountain of youth, that's what they called it.
Oh.
And as she said, she had a rain barrel in her backyard, all she collects, and so that is another as a video testimony. Actually, it'll blow you away. You see her skin. You can't even tell by her neck. There's no age marks at all. And it said she collects rainwater and juices her own fruit. So she's living on two distilled waters, and she's absolutely proof that these waters are the fountain of youth. So cheap water. Out of the precipitation, rain, mist, snow, dew, and fog, dew, it looks like to be the one that historically is the one that people have collected the most. because it kind of collects for you every morning, whether it rains or not. There's always the dew process. And the beauty about that is it's the first place that you can capture distilled water in Mother Nature's hydrologic cycle is just after it evaporates. That's when it's brand new, just after it just evaporates out of the ground, and that's what dew is. Instead of letting it go up to the clouds and then catch particles and then fall back down as rain, it's actually quite a bit older, rain is, compared to dew. And there's some modern techniques, and I've also found there's some ancient techniques which are really exciting. But some of the modern techniques are, you know, if anybody has any land, a 1 foot deep hole, maybe 1 foot in diameter, and you put a cup in the bottom of it and a piece of plastic over the top of it, like a, and weigh it down with stones around the edge, and you put one small pebble in the center, and it creates an upside down cone. And in the morning, when the dew comes up through the earth, it hits the plastic and then condenses, and since it's got a point in the center, it moves towards the center point and down and drips in the little cup. And I haven't done it, but they say you get about a quarter cup from each one. And so if a person had a little area of 8 by 8 holes, that would be 64 holes. You could do a quiet meditative morning ritual of gathering a quarter cup of dew from each hole. Or another one is to have a huge sheet of a 4 by 8 sheet of glass or whatever size over a big black 1 foot deep box painted black, and you have it tilted to one corner, and the black helps to heat up the sun. And when the sun hits it, water condenses on the inside of the glass, and you have it tilted towards one corner with a bucket at the edge, and that actually, you know, produces a lot more volume. There's a lot of ideas out there for solar distillers. What we're finding in the ancient world is some guy was digging in the Ukraine, clearing forests, and he found an old Byzantine village. And on the hilltops around it had 13 piles of ancient piles of stones. And since he found underneath the beds of them these 3-inch terracotta pipes that were leading into the town, into wells and fountains in the town, these huge piles of stone were collecting dew. They were placed in such a way that every day as the, you know, condensation happened, it formed on all the rocks, and the rocks somehow held an inner cool core from its collected mass. And then during the day, as the warm air of the morning comes across and blows across them, the warm air goes and hits the cooler rocks on the inside of the pile, and condensation happens. And the rocks are in a huge kind of conical bowl, and underneath is where these terracotta pipes are. And so some of these, they were estimating these things produced 500 to 1,000 gallons each per day.
Wow.
We could have huge dew collection. I mean, or even every family could have a little dew collection thing in a yard to, I mean, it's the best thing to water your garden with as well. You know, even if everybody is drinking their own water, which I don't know how soon that'll happen, but you could supply towns with distilled water for free with no electricity at all.
Wow. Well, that sounds like a positive move in the right direction.
Yeah, if somebody wants to look it up online, the title of the article is Air Wells, Fog Fences, and Dew Ponds.
Wow.
Great. I mean, they even have this one place they had huge sheets of fabric up on the hilltops, and it was a misty place. And so the mist would keep hitting the fabric, condensing and dripping downwards.
Well, so you know, one of my guests talked about that as being one of the forms of supercharged prana-filled or chi-filled a water, which creates the, it's referred to as the elixir of life, or mana, and if it's collected before it hits the ground, it doesn't change its molecular structure or the charge to it. So that's when the life force or prana is most potent, is when it is before it's actually touched anything on the ground. So what you're talking about is an ancient practice of collecting the higher energies that are contained within the dew before it actually becomes part of the earth, and then taking that into your body. And if you took that and then looped your own water and used distilled water as well, you'd have a supercharging system, I would think.
a healthy community.
And exactly. Another thing that came to mind is that with the urine therapy, there was a book out by Anonymous. I don't want to get too much into that, but it's talking about creating the elixir of life and distilling using various apparatus and so on that are not expensive. And when you get down to the actual directions, the ingredient that goes into it is urine. So it's the urine that's being distilled, and I just wanted to mention that because there must be mystical properties that we're not aware of, subtle properties that are being distilled in those alchemical experiments.
Well, I mean, I think the Anonymous, you know, I've never done it myself, but the fact that the author even stated Anonymous that he hadn't even completed it himself yet, for all intents and purposes, it looks like it's a pathetic last-ditch attempt to, you know, steer people away from their own power, because once you get, you know, focus on creating this outside object, and you're powerless until you do this experiment just right after a couple of years.
Right,
It does speak to that, you know, that urine
that there is a
full
exactly
powder,
and I agree
but
with
really
you about
for our body.
Yeah, about being disempowered. That there's no reason why any human creator that's walking the face of the earth should have to wait for anything, because it really the power is within us, and you know, if you want to take it to the power of thought, you can do that too. But we have so many belief systems that we need bridges to bridge the gaps. And these are all tools, all of them, as you said, meditation and ayahuasca and various other things, ceremony and drumming and, you know, anything that works for you really is a tool for yourself, and we each have a different path. So it's not like anybody's saying that this is one of the only ways. They're all valid ways. It's just whatever one is drawn to and gravitates towards, that is something that, you know, if you want to try it, you know, get on the fast track. And it can't hurt to wash the fluoride and chlorine and other toxic substances that are in tap water out of our bodies, which is like a holy temple. You know, nature, as you've pointed out, nature does this, you know, through the cycles, naturally.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, it's able to survive without you know, and to do well without thinking about it. it just is. So we can do this instantly by knowing that it just is. You mentioned something about the health benefits and healing possibilities. Do you want to talk about some of the cases that you've seen that are actually people that have healed themselves or are in the process of doing this?
Let's do a testimony in just a minute. I want to bring up two, since we got 5 minutes left on this first half hour, two community things for the world in general and making our whole community healthy. There is a real problem right now with the source of distilled water machines. I want to put out a call to organize. We need a factory here in the United States that is making high-quality water distillers for the public. I'd like to have it based in Detroit. We got all that massive manufacturing up there. If anybody wants to call me and organize a new distilled water distillation machine company, there is a serious need for that in this country, and we need investors and people who want to get something like this going, people who understand how important distilled water is. Mm-hmm. We can put people to work in Detroit. And I say we have a goal of making autofill double distillers available at $100 or under for the U.S. and the general population.
I totally agree with you.
It is a terrible experience trying to buy a distiller. There is a real need for a company that's making them in America with an actual customer service department. Almost everybody, there's this one phone number charged with a 740 area code in Ohio, and people have had nightmares dealing with this guy, but he does have the cheapest prices you find on the internet.
Yeah.
But there's no customer service. You push line 3 and you're off to infinity land. You don't get anything.
Right.
And so people can see the terrible reviews. We need better electronics. You know, don't leave these, some of these things are chintzy, and you're not supposed to leave them plugged in. Sometimes they catch fire on their own.
Right.
Only go with a company that has an actual customer service department. So that's something we need to get going. I would love to get some quality distillers made and available at a cheap price. Big news. Every 3 years, there's a World Urine Conference, and it has never been held in the U.S., and the last one was held in 2009 in Mexico. We want to officially announce for the first time to the world that the next World Urine Conference is going to be in the United States of America.
Wow.
And, we're looking to have it sometime towards the end of this coming summer, maybe in mid-August, I think is a good timer. Because we're looking at Mount Shasta as a location for it. It's the root chakra of the planet. I think it'll be a great place to inject this information. There's obviously a very high-minded community there that is open to this knowledge. So this is just the first announcement that, you know, everybody can start communicating with us and coming up with ideas. Definitely want to get some distilled water doctors there to speak, because that's never been part of the urine therapy conferences.
That would be wonderful. Yes.
Yeah, and some juice experts as well. So we can see that across the board, it's urine, distilled water, and juice, which is really all the distilled waters.
Yes.
So this is this will be a great boost. It's never been held in America before, because there probably hasn't been enough reception for it. But I think the timing is right. The amount of people that are getting this information is spreading very quickly, and it's wonderful. And we've got Anna Hildesmith here tonight to testify to what she's going through. And I just think we could have probably one of the biggest World Urine Conferences ever. And I just know there people are sick. People are very, very, very sick, and they're sick and tired of being sick. And this is going to be a great injection of this knowledge in America.
I totally agree with you. And, you know, I just want to emphasize that this is a co-creation. You know, there aren't any leaders out here that are telling us what to do. We are co-creating this together. So for those who are listening, don't wait for people to tell you, well, this is going on here and this is going on there. This has to be co-created as a group effort, part of the group collective consciousness. And so it requires being present and taking action. So this is a really important step in the ascension process. So, this is something that we need to remember, that there are no saviors. We are our own chosen ones. And those that want to continue on with a higher vibration and with Gaia, in a higher vibrational experience, but we're going to have to work to bring that forth on the planet right now. We're in it today. Did you have anything else?
Can I ask everybody that's out there that finds this information valuable, once we do get an official date for the conference and a location, everybody do their best to let everybody know about it, and
spread the word like wildfire.
Help we all can. What's that?
Spread the word like wildfire.
Yes,
you know, this is like lighting a match under the seats of those who are still sleeping, our friends and our families. It doesn't have to be that way. And the controllers that think that they're, you know, winning this battle or that they've already won it, it is not so. So we need to step up to the plate and take back our power and express it, and that is the power of choice.
Nice.
So now we have Anna Smith on tonight as well, and let's just go ahead and bring her on the show, and then we'll find out who Anna is. Are you there, Anna?
Hi, Lance. Hi, Andrew.
Oh, hi. It's always good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Now, let's just start out with you telling a little bit about your story. How did you find out, who are you, and how did you find out about this stuff, and what's going on?
Well, when I was 10 years old, I was diagnosed with juvenile diabetes and went straight to the hospital and was put on insulin and a sugar-restricted diet and pretty much remained on that, until I'm still on insulin and still on a sugar-restricted diet.
Right.
And I always thought that I was not going to live past 30. It wasn't a negative thing with me. It was just because I was experiencing the diabetes, I thought I was going to die early. Well, I made it to 30, and I thought, I better start thinking differently. So my thought process completely changed, and I knew that someday I would be rid of the dis-ease that was in my body.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried every modality of healing, and even though there were times when I felt like I was healing and improving, there was nothing that really was a permanent healing modality until I was introduced to distilled liquids. So about 130 days ago, I was calling a friend to see if she had a discount code for me for some drops that I was taking, mm-hmm. and the drops were $122 for this tiny little bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to me, have you heard of distilled liquids therapy? Mm-hmm. And, of course, I thought, distilled liquids, I thought I'd heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
But until I looked it up, I really had no idea what it was. So I immediately found on the Internet, I found an interview with Andrew Norton Weber, who was just on. And that instant after I heard his interview, I started drinking my own water. There was no time that went by. And I just started drinking my own water. And I instantly felt the healing.
Wow.
It was pretty much instant. And I would say within 1 week. And I also started fasting.
Oh, good.
At the same time, right. So I was fasting, drinking my own water, and the first thing that I noticed, because as we age, our bodies dry out.
Mm-hmm.
And with diabetes, it's even, I believe that because of the sugar in the blood, you dry out faster than, I'm 51 right now, and I would imagine that my body is probably drier than many other 51-year-olds mm-hmm. because of the sugar running around in my blood. So the first thing I noticed was I had dry eyes, where when I would wake up in the morning, I would literally have to take my fingers and rub down. My eyes would not open in the morning, so I would have to take my finger and rub down on my eye to bring some moisture there, and then I could open my eyes.
Wow.
Well, the first thing I noticed after drinking my own water was my eyes started opening in the morning automatically. I didn't have to rub them down to get the moisture there.
Mm.
Yeah, that was exciting to me, and it's remained that way. I believe since I started, I have not had to do that. My eyes are no longer dry.
Uh-huh.
And then I also have a little bit of gouty arthritis in my fingers.
Uh-huh.
I've felt my fingers and seen my fingers straighten up and reduce the swelling in my index fingers.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So that was...
That's dramatic.
Dramatic and visual for me. You know, uh-huh. I could literally look at my fingers and say, wow, look at that. You know, they were smaller. I felt my fog in my brain clearing out. I'm a list maker, and so I would, you know, make lists every day. And some days I'd get to the end of the day, and, you know, I may have checked off one or two things. Well, I found that I was more organized. I was more productive. Amazing to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And another one of the first things that happened was my sinuses. I've always had a lot of phlegm in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that has to do with the diabetes too, but I've always had a lot of phlegm. Well, in fact, I was on like Claritin decongestant and Allegra decongestant for 10 years. And immediately I felt my sinuses clear up and the phlegm was reduced. And I could, you know, I could just, that was something that was another, healing that I instantly felt. Mm-hmm. And then as the days and the weeks went on, I would almost feel like there were some slight pains, like in my knee and in my leg, but I could tell that they were, something was moving and something was clearing out. And yeah, and that's what it was, because I no longer have those the pains that I used to feel. And they weren't anything. They were kind of fleeting. They were just kind of fleeting little, you know, pains.
Mm-hmm.
And my flexibility is, I do Hatha yoga positions.
Uh-huh.
And my flexibility is so much greater in just the 130 days that I've been doing this.
And you've been documenting all of this on Facebook, right? Under Changing
Yes.
My DNA?
Yes, and you can
so
just
you
go
have,
to...
Yeah.
What?
You have a daily log of your experiences and what you're doing and some of the other things that people can look into after the show that have to do with your discoveries, which I find just totally empowering. You know, that we don't have to be sick. And the illness is a state of being, a state of mind, and you've been taking charge of your own health care, and you also go to medical care providers, I'm sure, but these are truly miraculous results.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because I have, yes, gone to medical providers. In fact, I had an endocrinologist. My last endocrinologist, I actually went to see him, and I had found this book called, now I can't even remember the name of the book, but it was, The Diabetes Solution by Dr. Bernstein.
Okay.
And so I took the book into him, and he literally yelled at me and told me I was trying to take my care into my own hands. Well, but needless to say, that was the last time. Yeah, 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 yeah. That was the last time.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get off the pharmaceutical industry and trying to get out of the, you know, the doctors that are under a corrupt system that don't know a thing about what the body's really doing, and they don't have the intelligence to figure it out.
Exactly, because they are just, they're trained on, this
paid.
Is the disease. Yeah, trained and paid.
That's
this
right.
is the disease, and this is the drug you give for that disease.
You're right, right. Exactly.
So, And as a matter of fact, they were starting to give me preemptive medicines like statin drugs, and I didn't know any better. I started taking them, but then after about 6 months, I was like, "What? Something's wrong with this. I don't feel good. I don't like the way that those make me feel." So I went off all medication, and needless to say, never saw that doctor again.
Well, and some of those drugs have fluoride in them as well.
Yes. Yes.
So we're getting fluoride from, and fluoride is in baby food. it's the heaviest in the baby food. And isn't it interesting that it's documented fact that the pineal gland attracts fluoride like a magnet? It pulls it right out of the body. So if you're dehydrated on top of that, you could be, for whatever reason, you're not drinking water, then you've got fluoride calcifying in your bones, in your eyes, in your nerve endings, and in your pineal gland, which controls the other glands, which all together are supposed to be working together to give us 360-degree vision and full psychic abilities. And
yes.
I've noticed my abilities and my empathy and psychic abilities coming online, very gradually, as since I've been doing I've been doing distilled water, and I also have experimented with my own fluids, but primarily I've been using distilled water, and I'm telling you, I'm starting to have some experiences that are quite interesting, which we'll get into that someday. But
yeah, they're amazing.
Yes, yes, and it's empowering.
Yeah, you were mentioning fluoride. They even make fluoride pills, I believe, that they give to little kids who
yes.
they believe need fluoride. I mean, it's just crazy.
Oh,
crazy.
And yeah, and Anna and Andrew, I just found out that they're trying. Psychiatrists are there's a lobby, of course, probably spurned by Monsanto and the pharmaceutical industries. I'm just guessing. I'm not accusing anybody, but. They want to put lithium in the drinking water to help prevent suicides.
Mm.
And fluoride is in Prozac, and it's in a lot of drugs that are across the board. So it's not in everything, but it's in just enough to cover that particular illness. You know, you could do a whole show on that. So people,
you know, if we put arsenic in the water, we wouldn't have to worry about anybody committing suicide. We could just kill everybody. Why worry about suicide? Let's just get it over with.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, let's not mess around with one part per million fluoride.
Right. And speaking of depression and suicide and that, I mean, I've had a couple of bouts of depression in my life. And
yeah.
What I've found since I've been drinking the distilled liquids is there's a peace that has come over me, and I feel very peaceful. I feel very calm. I don't get riled up like I used to over things that I shouldn't have gotten riled up over.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely affected my brain too.
Mm-hmm.
In that way, in the way that I think and the way that I react to people, and just a peaceful, calm feeling. And a couple other things I wanted to say. I initially lost 10 pounds, and I've always been about 10 pounds overweight my whole life. And I dropped that 10 pounds, and I have maintained my weight ever since then. My body just kind of righted itself in its weight, in my weight. In my hydration, I have a scale that actually measures my hydration in a percent.
Mm-hmm.
And 45% to 60% for a woman my age is normal. And I went from the 30s to, I believe I'm in about mid-50s now of my hydration. So that was exciting for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I reduced my insulin by about 2/3. I have an insulin pump, which pumps insulin into me every hour. And I was up to 20, 25 units per 24-hour period. And I'm now down to about 8 to 10.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so that's exciting, too.
Wonderful. You mentioned on your Facebook page, Changing My DNA, you recommend a book that I can't say enough good things about. It's just a small book. It's a professional. It's written by a doctor. And it's called The Choice is Clear by Dr. Alan E. Bannick. And it really sums up and goes into the reasons why there are seven or eight different, I can't remember how many, different types of water and why they're all different. So if somebody wants to just find out about distilled water, that's the book to begin, the value of the value of the different waters, and then you have a choice then. Water is not just, you know, water that comes from the tap. There are many different kinds of water, and Dr. Bannick really clarifies that. And just one other thing, you mentioned fasting, and I've been reading the book by Dr. Paul C. Bragg on the miracle of fasting, and it is really a revolutionary piece of work. You know, for anybody that's looking to take back their power and their spiritual energy and connect with source energy and connect with your higher self energy and the energy of Gaia and the, you know, all of it, the spirits of things, that is a book to get, and it's called The Miracle of Fasting. And he also wrote one on water. So I just wanted to throw that in while we're, you know, still on that subject.
Yeah, and there's another book out there by John Armstrong called The Water of Life that is just case study after case study of urine therapy and healing. And as a matter of fact, he himself had diabetes and cured himself of diabetes. So, yeah, there's some excellent books out there on distilled liquids.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the things, other things that you've noticed in your 130th day?
Well, one thing that I was very surprised at is I insert a cannula in my stomach in order to have the insulin dripped in, and I change that every few days. But what happens is scar tissue builds up around the cannula that's in my stomach.
Uh-huh.
So much so that I have a hard time finding a spot to actually insert the cannula in because I've got so much scar tissue in my stomach. Well, the scar tissue has literally started to dissolve.
Wow.
And I'm finding more and more spots to actually insert the cannula in. Hopefully one day I won't be needing to insert the cannula.
Right.
But, yeah, so scar tissue, that was something that I was really surprised about. And also 7 of my 10 fingers, they're straight now, but at one point I had trigger finger in them, and so they had to go in and they had to cut off the buildup off of the joint right at the base of my finger and my hand.
Mm.
And so there was scar tissue there also.
Oh.
And I feel that scar tissue starting to soften. I mean, it's amazing. It's just amazing to me.
Wow. It sounds like an exciting journey that, you know, you're just discovering, about how to use your own body to empower yourself. And it sounds really exciting. What about the spiritual and metaphysical sides? Have you noticed any changes on that and your abilities to feel things that are not visible?
Well, I'm just starting to get into that, so I don't know if I want to speak on that yet.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll save that for another day.
But I will say that I am much more peaceful and at ease with just everything that's going on. Even in this, you know, crazy time of the world, I just feel very at peace.
Well, you know, that really is important right now because things are heating up around the world, and I've detoxed off of the internet. So, you know, a lot of the things that I used to follow and, global events that stimulate thoughts and fears, I simply shut all that stuff off. And that includes the television and, anything like that that's electronic, that's beaming things at you. It's a psychotronic interference waves. And if they're not natural and, you know, formed from the planet herself, I'd rather talk to the hummingbirds that are outside my sliding doors. And, I get a lot more interesting information, and they're tapped into all of this. And they communicate now, and the trees and the birds and the grass and the air, everything is a feedback loop. And, you know, that was one of the things that really surprised me was that in consuming your own fluids, that you're in another feedback loop, in larger feedback loops. And everything is a feedback loop. It's all information and energy. So you're giving your own higher intelligence in your own body, we are, the information that it needs to make a detailed analysis and heal itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've found that I've become much more sensitive to computer light and, just sitting in front of a computer, looking at my iPad. I can't do it.
Uh-huh.
I find it more difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't bother me to walk away from it at all.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. It certainly is empowering people to communicate quickly. So it's like the neurons of the brain firing. You know, people are getting instant information. And this is the kind of information that really needs to spread, as many of the other people are talking about, information that anything that empowers us to move out of the matrix of fear and the illusions that are being that are taunting us from sources that are not our own source, that's something that is really wise to follow. What do you think about that, Andrew?
I think we're definitely, they've got a real shortage of solutions. And I think that's what we're doing here that's so refreshing and capturing so many people's attention is it's an actual solution that we all can do. There's so many speakers going around talking you know, about all the problems of the world, but they're not
right.
offering real solutions. And this is one that puts the onus right on everybody to take care of themselves, and it's something that you can decide whether or not you want to pick up the water or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's very, very accessible. And I did an interview with the 100th Monkey Radio. I just want to announce that's going to be tomorrow night.
Oh, wonderful.
Starting at
6:55
p.m. Eastern. Yeah, I had a great interview with Tom and Ramon.
Well, we're just about out of time.
They're very much about wanting to wake up that 100th monkey, too. And everybody that we can get this information to, whether they're a spiritual seeker or not,
right?
If they start drinking a gallon a day, you are going to light up that monkey. And so let's keep lighting up monkeys and keep spreading this knowledge because, you know, that's what we need to do. We need the lights to come back on this planet.
Right. Right.
And I think even what Anna is saying about she feels good, she feels at peace, I think that speaks to what I was saying about that the more distilled you are, the more you are conductive to good vibes. And that's what she's feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And a very good friend of mine, we've been getting a lot of juicing lately, and he absolutely knows the pattern. Whenever he, you know, we're right in that cusp of fighting the desires for cooked food and knowing we should be going for the juicy food, the juice. But whenever you do break down and he knows when you go for a hamburger, a big old piece of meat, he feels grumpy afterwards. He feels grumpy the next day. He gets irritable. And right then he made the body less distilled, and now he's more conducive to bad vibes.
You're right.
So we're seeing this pattern across the board.
And that changes your auric field as well. That the denser materials like heavy meats filled with toxins and fats and poisons and the rest of it, and cardboard and who knows what else, increase the density and they lower your vibration. And people have known this for thousands of years, and the lighter you are, the more it raises your vibration and cleanses the system. So when you're cleansing like this, it's really important to make sure that you take in a lot of water of any kind, just make sure that you're hydrated, and then keep refining that. It's a process of refinement. And isn't that what the body does with food and water? And if you give it a chunk, if you swallow a rock, it's going to have a hard time getting rid of it. But you take a sip of distilled water, and, you know, pretty soon you see the lights coming on. You see the light.
Yeah. And just do a test for yourself. Take a gallon of distilled water and take a gallon of tap water and just test how much distilled water your body can absorb versus the regular water. I mean, your body just sucks it all in.
Right. And I have a good friend who has a distiller, and I have one too. And she says that when she distills water, the stuff at the bottom is just horrible. It stinks up the whole apartment. And, you know, I mean, it's just, and that's in Sacramento, and it's gunky and smelly, and it's just, she said, it's really horrible to have to even clean out the distiller on a daily basis. And, you know, if you don't believe me, you can do a simple experiment at home. Take a pan, any kind of pan, and put, you know, tap water in it, you know, put a half pan in it, and just boil it right down to the bottom. And then take a look at what's left, and that's what we're drinking.
Yeah.
So, Andrew, would you like to mention anything before we sign off, and also your website?
Yeah. The one important thing, there's a filmmaker doing a documentary about urine therapy, and he's looking for people who would like to volunteer to be videotaped or photographed once a day, starting from day zero, kind of like Anna's doing with a diary, but through photography as well. If anybody out there knows any cancer patients, I think that would be a good real basic one to start with. Somebody that's got cancer, you know, officially full-blown diagnosed, officially diagnosed case, who would like to volunteer to be healed, but start this therapy, a gallon a day, with the cameras rolling.
Great.
So if anybody
We're out of time. We need your website.
Okay. AquariusTheWaterBearer.com, and that's me.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Lance.
Thanks, Andrew. And good night, everybody. Thank you for listening.